Today is the fifth day of Iyar, and the Tanya for today is in Perek Mem Dalad, chapter 44. It's on page 126. The number at the bottom of the page is 236, and it's two-thirds of the way down on the page by the colon. In order to understand what the Alter Rebbe is going to say here, we have to review briefly what the Alter Rebbe said earlier concerning the effect that Kavana has on the mitzvahs. The Alter Rebbe said that every mitzvah, like a bird, has to have two wings, love and fear, and that that's what carries the mitzvah upward to the proper svira in the svidas where the mitzvah is meant to rise to. Now there's a difference between mitzvahs that are performed out of love and fear that are inborn and instinctive in the soul of a Jew, which was aroused in whatever by whatever means, that gives the mitzvah wings to rise to the world of Yetzirah, which is a lower world. The world of Yetzirah is the world of emotion, and since this is an instinctive emotion without seichel, it therefore is the proper place for the natural love that so Ra has, the natural emotion every Jew has, and therefore the mitzvahs performed with that love and that fear also rise to the world of Yetzirah, whereas when a person does a mitzvah with love and fear that resulted from understanding and comprehending and grasping the greatness of God, and that produced the love and fear, in other words, Ava and Yira Sichlin, that comes from understanding of godliness, that the place for that, for the understanding of God, is in the world of Bria, and therefore the mitzvahs performed with that kind of love and fear also rise to the higher world of Bria. Now, let's learn Perek Mem Dalet, page 126 by the colon. Vihine, beis bechines aves elu, these two kinds of love, which we were talking about before, Nafshi ivisicha, and the son who loves his parents more than himself, Af shehen Yerushalonu me'aviseinu, although this love is an inherited love, something that we have from our patriarchs, Ukamei teva b'nafshi seinu, and therefore it is like a nature within us, like an instinct within the nefesh, Chein ha'yizah ha'klula behen, the same is true also of the fear that come along with the love. In each love, there's a corresponding fear. If you feel that God is your true life, then you're afraid of losing your life. That's the fear. And if you feel that God is your father, you're afraid of losing your father. Shehi, what is this fear? Leza miliparit chas v'sholem imeke chayenu v'avinu ha'amiti baruch hu, the fear of being separated from either the source of our life, which is one kind of love, or our true father, which is another kind of love. So although the love and fear both come as an instinct in our nefesh, af al pi kein, in spite of this, einon nikrois b'shem tchilu rechimut tivim, they do not constitute natural instinctive love and fear, which would rise only to the world of Yetzirah, as we learned earlier, elo, when is the love and fear called natural love and fear? Only when they remain in the thought and in the recesses of the heart. The oz, and then then their proper place is in the yitzvidis of the world of Yetzirah, because they are instinctive love. Ulisham, and to that level, to the world of Yetzirah, hein mailesi mohen, this love and fear raises up with them, ha-teira v'ha-mitzvahs, ha-bo, mach-moson v'si-boson. The teira and mitzvahs that are bois, mach-moson v'si-boson, the teira and mitzvahs that come as a result of this love and fear. In other words, the love and the fear motivates the mitzvah, and the mitzvah rises to the same plane and to the same level as the love and fear. And since the place of this love and fear is in the world of Yetzirah, so the mitzvahs also rise to the world of Yetzirah. But that's only when the love and fear remain hidden. Aval kishehem behizgalus libei, but when this love and fear are revealed, not only in the recesses of the heart, not only in thought, but in the revealed part of the heart, it's an actual, active emotion, then nikra ru'usa deliba bezehar, then this is called the heart's desire. The Zeha describes this as the desire of the heart, and that, we are told, rises to the world of Bria. So although the origin of the love is a natural one, it comes as an inheritance from our patriarchs, yet the fact that it was revealed, not only to the recesses of the heart, but to the revealed part of the heart, therefore it is a genuine emotion produced by intelligence, and therefore will rise to the world of Bria. Its natural place is in the world of Bria, Ulisham, and to there, to the world of Bria, Hain Mailisi Mohem, they will raise up with them, they, the love and the fear, will raise up with them, Hateira Vahamitzvahis, the Teira and Mitzvahs, Haboris Machmoson, that result from this love and fear. Now, why is it that way? If the love originates as an inheritance, why then does it rise to the world of Bria? Mipnei sheyitzios on mehahelin vehestes halev, because bringing them out of the concealment of the heart, el bechinas gilui, to the revealed state of the heart, hi al yidei hadas, it comes through das. Utkias hamachshava bechezek uvehizbananas atzumo, it comes from a very deep devotion to the subject, intense concentration on the subject. Meumka delibo, from the depths of the heart, yatir v'todir be'insev baruch. It's a constant and greater effort to come to understand God than the natural love and fear that we spoke about earlier in Tanya, which was described as instinctive and therefore rising only to the world of Yetzirah. And what is this contemplation that demands, the subject that demands such a deep concentration and contemplation? Eichu chayenu mamesh v'avinu ha'amiti baruch. In order to make it real and tangible to the mind and heart that God truly is our life and that He is our true Father. And it is known what it says in Tikkunim. Ki ba'elam habriya mikanun otamon eim imayla, that in the world of Briya, what is revealed there is the level of Bina. Bina is called imayla, the supernal mother, because Bina is a feminine attribute, and it is higher than the other feminine attribute, which is Malchus. So Bina is revealed in the world of Bria. Shehi ha'izbananus be'edin seif chayi ha'chayim baruch hu, and in this case, Bina consists of the contemplation of the greatness of God, in that He is the source of all life. And as Eliyahu taught, Bina libo, that Bina is in the heart, ubo halev mevin, and it is with this Bina that the heart understands. So we see that there is a Bina, there's an intellectual faculty in the heart with which the heart understands. So in bringing out this love that was latent in the heart all along, bringing it out into the revealed part of the heart through understanding and das and attachment of the mind, that constitutes an intellectual component to the love, and that's why this love is not considered merely an instinctive one, but rather it has this ingredient and this element of seichel, and it therefore its proper place is in the world of Bria, where Bina is revealed. V'loy eid. Furthermore, another thing is she'beis b'chinas aves elu hanal, that these two loves mentioned before hein klulis min b'chinas ava rab ugedela umu'ula midechilu rechimu sichli. It encompasses in itself a quality of love which is even greater and higher than the intelligent fear and love, the love termed above as Ahavas Elam, which means that these two Ahavas that we said had an element both of Ahavas Abba and of Ahavas Elam, that it comes from above, it's a Yerusha, it's an inheritance. And at the same time, it demands a deep concentration. So until now, the Alter Rebbe explained the virtue of that contemplation, of the concentration, that it makes it into Ahava and Yiras Sichlim, so that it rises not only to the world of Yitzira, but also to the world of Bria. Beyond that, the Rebbe says, these two Ahava, the Ahava of Nafshi V'Sicha, and the Ahava of Kibra D'Shtadl Basar Avoy V'Ime, also have the element of Ahava Rabba, because it comes from above, it is an inheritance in the Nefesh, and therefore it would raise the person and the mitzvah that he does, not only to the world of Bria, but even to the world of Atzilus. And in spite of this, the Alter Rebbe concludes that a person should put an effort into arousing that kind of love that comes purely from understanding. As he will explain in tomorrow's portion of the Tanya. In the Hayyim Yom of today, the fifth day of Iyar, the 20th day of the Eimeh, the Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe was taught by a Mordechai HaTzadik, who heard from the Baal Shem Tov himself that a neshama comes down to this world and lives for 70 or 80 years in order to do a Jew a favor, either begashmis or more particularly beruchnis.